St. John's Cemetery on G Street could become the new home for the Our Confederate Dead Monument, which was erected in 1891 at Robert E. Lee Square.
When I spoke to the city about it, they thought it was a really exciting solution, perhaps, but they still need to do a lot more research. I think it would be a great place to be able to still have public access to the site.
Wesley Odom is president of the Friends of St. John's Cemetery Foundation and says it would be appropriate because of the 80 or so Confederate troops who were buried there, including three generals. One of the latter is Edward Aylesworth Perry, who later became Florida's 14th governor.
This statue might be positioned on the same row as where General Perry is buried. There were 154 men who went off to war to fight in the Confederacy from Pensacola, and one in four never returned.
Along with Perry at St. John's, another Confederate leader has his final resting place elsewhere in Pensacola.
Stephen R. Mallory, who was the Secretary of the Navy, and he's buried at St. Michael's Cemetery. And our Civil War monument is toward our Civil War dead, which it says on the monument. No one would like the cemetery monument to be moved, but if it is moved, we would certainly welcome it with open arms.
An email has been sent from St. John's Foundation President Pro Tem Charles Green to Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, requesting the monument be moved to St. John's, citing its long history of inclusion and a multitude of citizens of diverse history and heritage. Odom contends the statue was not raised as a symbol of hatred or racism.
It was a war memorial, just like the Vietnam War Memorial Wall South or the World War I monument downtown or World War II at the Veterans Park. Those were meant to commemorate the men who died, the men who served, and as a reminder that war is not the best alternative all the time. It really isn't.
So far, there's no word from City Hall on the Foundation's request. The moving and dismantling of Confederate memorials around the country, in 31 states to be exact, is drawing fire from a number of angles.
The Civil War, more than anything else, defined America, and it defined, in many regards, who we are as a people.
Derek Zumbro, a military historian at the University of West Florida, said in a 2015 interview that the Civil War still resonates, especially in the South.
And needless to say, for the South, in an odd sort of way, it defined the people's willingness to sacrifice for an ideal, regardless of how you interpret that ideal.
One of those ideals was slavery, but Zumbro says there were others as well.
On the other side, it's interpreted as an ideal for standing up for your individual freedoms, what you feel is right. And the South certainly felt that it was oppressed by the North. And I think that's one of the things that continues to keep that spirit alive.
Wesley Odom believes that there are some in 2017 who are painting all Civil War monuments and Confederate leaders with the same broad brush, and considering anyone back then who had any contact with slavery to be bad people.
That's just unfortunate misrepresentation, I think, that we got to be careful about you do that. It's a weird situation we're in right now, and I think that in Pensacola's case, it would probably do us well if we not really reacted emotionally to what is going on in some cities around the country, but really do some soul searching.
In his email to the city, Charles Green said the St. John's Foundation is embarking on a program to convert the cemetery to an outdoor museum using a grant from Impact 100. So the monument, he says, would have a suitable surrounding. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.